Hi, welcome to Hacker Public Radio. This is Klaatu, and I found a really cool web service some time ago that I've been using practically every day ever since I found it. And I thought I might pass this along. I guess in a way, this is just kind of an extended tip. It's not a super detailed and complicated episode, but I hope you'll find it handy. As handy as I have. So you know how when you're going to a site of some sort and they make you register for whatever it is, typically they will ask you for your name and your birthday and your address and your phone number, your email address. Okay, well, all the other stuff is really easy to fake if that's what you're into, which I typically am. You can just put in whatever name, usually, whatever address, you know, just kind of don't give them really any of the information that you know they don't even need. Well, interestingly, half the time, if you think about it, most of these sites don't even need your email address. What are they going to do with it? Unless it's a service concerning email, like it's a mailing list or something that's going to send you updates or newsletters that you actually care about, although I can't think of a place that I would actually care that much about to get newsletters from them other than a mailing list. So a lot of times what you need to do is just, you know, have an email address to put in there. Most of us have more than one email address, and you probably have what you would consider a throwaway email address, the junk email address. I do this. It's convenient, but the thing about junk email addresses is that even a junk email address becomes almost unmanageable after you've plugged it into a couple of sites. And yes, you can go and register for yet another junk email address and just kind of keep going through them. But what's the point? The easier way to do it is to go to 10minutemail.com. That is 10minutemail.com. 10minutemail.com is something that some brilliant guy set up, or girl, I'm not really sure, but some brilliant person set up, and it's a really cool site. It's been around for a little while. It is not ad supported that I can tell. I've never seen an ad on there. They do take donations, and the idea is that you get an email address, completely random email address, for 10 minutes. So all you do is you go to 10minutemail.com, and you'll see a link about middle to the bottom of the page, get my 10-minute mail address now. And it shows you what your email address is. This month, it is something like member 573036901 at nybella.com. But sometimes it's totally different. It's something like hairyarmpits.com or gorillatree.com, just whatever, you know, just like random domain names. And you can use that email address, you can copy it and paste it into whatever service you're signing up for, and you have that email address for 10 minutes. So if it's one of those sites where they're going to send you a confirmation email to make sure that you're human, as long as they do it within 10 minutes, you're good to go. If they don't do it within 10 minutes, there's a button on 10-minute mail, you can click it, and it will give you 10 more minutes. And so ideally and typically, you'll find that when you're signing up for a service, they do. They try to email you the little stupid automated confirmation thing really, really promptly because they want you to not forget about their stupid impulse site that you're signing up for, and they want you on their site, you know, as soon as possible. So usually that works out. So what you do is you keep, you know, it refreshes on its own, but I usually refresh the page anyway. You know, wait for the confirmation email. Click on whatever link they've sent you, and now you're on, and you're good to go. And typically when you're signing in, it's, you know, a separate username, not your email address, so you don't have to remember this big, long, obscure email address. And you're in. You're on. And you've not given out any kind of personal information whatsoever. So it's a really good service. There's also now, if I recall correctly, this is a fairly recent development, there's a function to actually reply to an email. So if it's something that, for whatever reason, you have to reply to, or you know, just for whatever reason you have to make a reply, then they do have that functionality now built in. And it's 10 minutes, and then it goes away, and you never have to worry about it again. So check that out. It's 10minutemail.com. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.